Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. A more sustainable way of making diamonds. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. By one estimate, lab-grown diamonds make up a $14 billion market. And the world's largest jewelry maker, Pandora, is betting that that market will only grow. Pandora says it'll stop selling mined diamonds and is expanding its lab-grown diamond range.
It's time for a new kind of diamond. One that's made, not mined, and is as unique as you and me.
The brand says growing diamonds in a lab is more environmentally sustainable than mining, and that also happens to be more affordable thanks to cost-effective production methods. The BBC's Leanna Byrne has more on how lab-grown diamonds are made and who's buying them.
The idea behind a lab-grown diamond is that they're more sustainable and they're cheaper. Pandora's lab-grown diamonds start at $290 for 0.15 of a carat and go up to $4,450 for a 2-carat diamond. It's because making them is a lot less expensive than mining them, says Alexander Lasik, chief executive officer of Pandora.
In terms of production cost, if you take the example of a 1-carat versus the other carat, so roughly is a third of the production cost for a lab-grown versus a mined, which obviously then ends up in a consumer price.
So, how are they made? Green Lab is based in Surat, the diamond polishing capital of India. The company's director is Sankeet Patel. He says lab-grown diamonds can be grown from a seed of pure carbon in around 6 weeks.
Seeds are basically diamonds. It's a single crystal diamond plate. So once the plate is placed in the reactors, we start to give it the right temperature, pressure, and the right gases.
We'll be right back with more from the BBC's Leanna Byrne. Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with the BBC's Leanna Byrne on lab-grown diamonds.
These plasma reactors essentially mimic the conditions that are needed for natural diamonds to form. A natural gas, like methane, is pumped in and broken down into carbon atoms. These accumulate on top of the crystal to form a rough diamond. The outcome, says Alexander Lasik of Pandora, is chemically and atomically a diamond.
A diamond is a diamond, but there are different ways how you get there.
But is anyone actually buying them? In a jewellery shop in Surat, Ritu Jalawadia is buying a diamond bracelet for her sister. She's opting for a lab-grown diamond, though, because it's cheaper.
Nowadays, all the people are preferring this diamonds only. It's look like total real diamonds are here. It will not make a big hole in my pocket.
Alexander says one side of the market that can be overlooked is the self-purchase category. In other words, the treat-yourself purchases.
Literally nobody's advertising or trying to position themselves on that side of the spectrum, except Pandora. So our idea is more to offer this up to the middle of the market. They might have aspired to own a piece of jewelry with a diamond, but they simply couldn't afford it. So my vision is that the whole category is actually going to expand.
The question is whether that cut of the market will continue to grow.
That was the BBC's Leanna Byrne. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.